Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
Yeah, I know, we're almost on the air, but just think about what I said. Pretzels and ice cream. Huh? Huh?
Good morning, everyone. It's time once again for the Fursome Foursome. And here to start us off with our Old Testament reading is Rabbi Kuhn, who will be reading Joshua chapter 15.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today we're going to read about how Joshua divided up the land of Israel. This, then, was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin southward, was the outermost part of the south coast. And the south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward, and it went out to the south side of Melech-ha-Krabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched the compass to Karka. From thence it passed toward Ammon, and went out unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And from the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is, before the going up to Adumim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, unto the south side of the Jebusite, the same as Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the borders was drawn to Bela, which is Kiriath Jearim. And the border compassed from Bela westward to Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Chesalon on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn unto Shikron, and passed along to Mount Bela, and went out to Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, He that smiteth Kiriath Sefer, and taketh, to him will I give Echesh, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Echesh, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, that she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, What wouldest thou? Who answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom, southward, were Kabzeel, and Edah, and Jagur, and Kina, and Dimona, and Adaba, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Ithnan, Ziph, and Telem, and Baalot, and Hazor, and Hadatta, and Kiriath, and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam, and Shema, and Molada, and Hazargada, and Heshman, and Bethpalat, and Hazor Shul, and Beersheba, and Bizjothja, Bela, and Eam, and Azim, and Eltalad, and Chizil, and Horma, and Zikleg, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtel, and Zoria, and Ashna, and Zanoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmut, and Adullam, Sukkah, and Azekah, and Shahim, and Adithaim, and Gedera, and Gedarothaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zainan, and Hadashah, and Migdolgad, and Dilian, and Mizpah, and Jokthiel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Kebon, and Lamam, and Kithlish, and Gidderoth, Bethdagon, and Nana, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Eta, and Ashen, and Japheth, and Eshna, and Nezib, and Kila, and Achzib, and Mersha, 9 cities with their villages, Echan, with her towns and her villages, from Echan even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt, and the great sea, and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shamir, and Jeter, and Sokol, and Dana, and Kirjathsana, which is Debir, and Anab, Eshtemo, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Ereb, and Duma, and Ishan, and Janum, and Beth Tapua, and Afeka, and Humta, and Kirjat Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutta, and Jezreel, and Jokdeam, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhul, Beth Zur, and Gedor, and Marat, and Betanoth, and Eltekon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjat Baal, which is Kiryat Jerim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Bet Abba, Midin, and Sekaka, and Nibshan, in the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day.
Thank you, Rabbi. And now Abbot Babbitt will be reading Luke 18, verses 18 through 43.
Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 18. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not commit murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and your mother." "All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left all we had to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus said to them, "no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God.
Thank you, Abbott. And now here's Brother Caduceus with Psalm 86.
A prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you.
You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your serpent.
Servant.
For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble I will call to you, for you will deliver me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, men without regard for you. But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
Thank you, brother. And finally, here's today's proverb. Our proverb for today is chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. By the way, Rabbi Kuhn, I just want you to know that I know how hard some of those ancient Hebrew city names can be. I think you're doing a good job pronouncing them.
Why, yes. I, for one, wonder how you do it as well as you do.
Well, it ain't easy, but a big mouthful of peanut butter really helps.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.